This is Jillian G, and you are listening to the Black Synergy Podcast, where we are stronger together. Welcome to part two of my interview with indie romance authors and dealers of Black love, Christina C. Jones and Alexandra Warren. Enjoy the show.
Okay, so a certain writer, maybe someone named Nicole Falls, author of the new book, Then Came You, available on Amazon, recently asked what collaborations we'd like to see as readers. And I'm just going to throw it out there. Will we see a collaboration between you two?
It's actually not something that we've ever discussed. I'm not sure why we've never discussed it, but it's not something that we've ever discussed. But I would definitely be open to doing something with Alex. I won't say that I think that we quote unquote write alike, but I think that our voices would complement each other well. And so it's something I'm definitely open to it.
Now look what you done did, Christina. You done put all the business out. I love Christina and I love her writing, so you know I'm down for anything with Christina. Honestly, Christina could be like, oh, let's just go to dinner, I'm in town, and it's happening. So
because you know I pick the restaurant spot, so
she does.
Now I find that so interesting because you guys, your partners on Girl Have You Read, and beta read each other's books, but you didn't actually meet until, when was that, earlier this year, like meet in person?
Yes. I think when we first met in person was when we were getting ready to do Girl Have You Met. So yeah. Well, no, that's not true.
It was
because the Beyoncé concert.
Was that this year or was that last year?
Our Beyoncé concert was last year. It was last year. Okay. It was 2016, I think.
Was it like May? Was that May?
Yeah, it was May 2016 because okay. It was around Mother's Day because the concert tickets were my Mother's Day gift. Okay. And so that was actually the first time that we met. But we just went to dinner that time. And then mm-hmm. that's about that same time the next year, because that was April, which was this year, April of this year. Then we were able to get together for Girl Have You Met. And it was so funny because when you're like working together with someone to put on an event, like I do a lot of like kids' birthday parties and different stuff like that. And you know, like that's kind of my thing. Like before I was so busy with writing and all of that, like I would like really go over the top, and that was my thing. And so I know that I can be like a lot to stuff like that. And I was worried because Alex, like that is like that's legit my friend. Like that's not just my peer. Like we're friends or whatever. And I was like, Lord, please do not let me get up here this event and end up losing my friend, because I'm in here being a bridezilla without there actually being a wedding. Because I know that I can be a lot, but it's just kind of a testament to the relationship that you can build with someone, you know, without ever seeing them. Because I mean, in this age of social media, there's pictures everywhere,
right?
But without actually, you know, being in the same space as someone, you know, the relationship that you can build, you know, through something like social media.
Yeah, because I think about it, and I'm like, okay, Girl Have You Met was literally the second time we saw each other in person. And I remember just, like, picking you up. Like, like I see you all the time. I'm like, okay, girl, we're going to go get our nails done real quick. And
right, it was nothing.
And so, yeah, it's just amazing, like you said, how much you can build a relationship online and then translate that into real life. Because sometimes people can get weird in real life, but when it translates into real life, you know, face-to-face, it's a beautiful thing.
All right, so speaking of Girl Have You Met, back in April, that was your first fan event. And from what I saw and from what I heard, it seems like it was very successful and just hella fun. And you both have been a part of other events. Like, what do these events mean to you?
For me, it's a chance to get face-to-face time with readers, especially when, like, I've had people, like, walk up to me, like, literally shaking, and I'm like, please stop, because I'm about to bust out crying. You know, because it's because they've been touched by your work, and it's like, as much as being able to meet to meet the author in person, you know, like, it's like, as a reader, that does something for you, but just as much as it does for you, it does something for me too. Like, it's like going to these events and seeing those people in person and getting to hug their necks in person is like, it's like being able to say, you know, face to face, thank you for the support that you've given me, because that support, and then, you know, that even bigger measure of it at these events, this is what keeps me going. On those days when I'm like, man, ain't nobody gonna like this shit, these words are horrible, these care, you know, when I have all that other stuff going on in my head, you know, seeing those reviews and remembering, you know, how excited people were at the events, and the people who, you know, like, will hit me in the inbox like, hey, CCJ, you've been kind of quiet on social media, you know, are you okay, are you good? These people that, you know, that don't know me, you know, from Adam, I've never been sure what that saying means, but I'm going to use it. These people don't know me from Adam, like they care, and that does so much for you, you know, as an author, to know that, you know, these people, these scenarios and scenes that have come out of your head, they actually mean something to someone. And so getting that chance to say thank you, you know, in person, getting to shake people's hands and share those hugs and stuff like that, it's like, it's an indescribable feeling. And then just the vibe of just being in those rooms for those events, like, I don't even know how to describe that. Like, just having all these Black women, you know, who are in this room together, all for this shared, you know, this shared experience of loving Black romance. Like, it's just, I don't even know how to describe it.
Yeah, and for me, I think it was more about, you know, finally putting a real life face to all those names that I see on Facebook, or all those names that I see on reviews, or all those names that I see, you know, sharing my work and being able to tell them, you know, thank you for putting me out there even more. Like, your shares mean more than you realize. Like, yeah, it's just one click of a button, but that kind of stuff is really important to us as authors. And so to be, you know, getting ready to sign somebody's book and I say, oh, what's your name? And they say it, and I'm like, oh, you so right. Oh, yeah. Like, I give you a big hug and a big thank you for your support. So yeah, it's just like Christina said, it's just indescribable. Like, the energy in those rooms is so magical, and it's, you know, to have all those Black women, you know, for the events that I've been at least, to have all those Black women just loving on each other, period, is just something you want to bottle up and just be able to drink from every once in a while.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Tell the listeners about the newest event.
It actually almost did not happen. it was almost not going to happen, because initially we were looking at Chicago, and I think that we were looking at Chicago. A few people had mentioned Chicago to us. And I'm from Chicago. I was born in Chicago. And so we had done the first one in Houston. And so it was kind of a thing of, oh, okay, well, we did Houston. We can't do Conway, Arkansas. Nobody is coming to Conway, Arkansas. So, you know, let's do Chicago. Chicago's a big city. People love Chicago, so on and so forth. But Chicago is expensive. And girl, have you read? Ain't got it like that yet. to be able to put on an event in Chicago, just being completely honest. And so we had been looking for a space, and finally I was like, Alex, you know what? I think that this is just, you know, God trying to tell us something, and I think that we ought to listen, you know, while he's just prodding us before he has to push us off a cliff to get us to listen. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you know, yeah, you know, I agree, so on and so forth. And so we left it alone. But I didn't feel settled with that. It's like I felt relieved to not. I felt relief, you know, that we had said no on Chicago, and that was, you know, that had been settled. But I still didn't feel. I just didn't feel right about it. And then we had people asking about it and different things like that. And so it just kind of had my mind going, and so I hit her back up and I was like, are you sure we shouldn't do Girl Have You Met? And Alex was like, Christina, stop playing it, going back and forth. Do you like, want to do it or not? Like, please just make up your mind. To be fair,
we were fighting a little bit, but we don't fight like that.
I didn't think we were fighting. I think that I was being annoying, and you were like, Christina, please, because it wasn't like there had been some back and forth before that. It wasn't like the first time I brought it back up. She was like, you know, there was her annoyance with me was absolutely warranted. I want to be clear about that. So she was like, you know, do you want to do it or not? And I was like, yes, I want to do it. But Chicago, we just can't do Chicago. Like, just point blank, period. We can't do Chicago. And even though we said that, we still did send inquiries about a couple of other spaces in Chicago. But we were going back and forth, you know, trying to figure out the space. And then it was like, okay, why don't we just go back to the surveys that we sent out after the last event to see what, you know, to see what people were saying, to see where people wanted, because we asked, where do you want to see us next? And most of the responses were Houston and Dallas. Mm-hmm. And then there were quite a few for Chicago. I think Chicago was like the next one under that. But most of the responses were Houston and Dallas. And we were like, well, we just did Houston, you know, let's do Dallas this time. And we found a space. I think it took us maybe a week to find the space. Mm-hmm. And then another week after that, we were paying a deposit on the space. And it just kind of all fell together, like, just like that. And it really felt like, serendipity isn't the word that I'm trying to think of, but it really felt like, okay, this is how this is supposed to be. Like, it felt right. And then everybody, all the authors that we asked, you know, to come, we re-invited a lot of the authors from last year, and then filled in other spaces with the people who the readers had requested in the survey. And pretty much everybody that we asked said yes. And the only person who didn't say, the only author who didn't say yes, the only reason she didn't is because she had like a timing, you know, she had a conflict issue. And so, and we were able to quickly fill her spot, you know, with someone else. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that everything just kind of fell into place, you know, pretty easily, it feels like confirmation. And I'm really, really excited. I'm really, really excited for it. I actually just, before we did this, I was in Hobby Lobby buying stuff, like, yes, let's go, let's decorate. Like I told you earlier, like, parties are my thing. Like, yes, let's decorate. So I get
all these picture messages of, do you like this one or this one? I don't know if you see it. They kind of look the same to me.
And I'm like, what do you mean they look the same? You don't see the difference.
But this one is sparkly and this one is not. Okay. Whatever
one
you think they look better.
Like, Christina, just get it.
So the lineup for this event, I mean, it's ridiculous. So we have you two, Love Belvin, who is definitely a fan favorite, Nicole Falls, B Love, Phyllis Bourne, AC Taylor, Danielle Allen, Tay Russ, Chintia Higgins, Bailey West, Mercy B, and Jay Brené. I mean, this is a ridiculous lineup. Like, I got my ticket. I'm just going to say that right now.
Well, I'm super excited about the lineup.
I got, like, chills. Like, I didn't know that, like, already before you said it, but I got, like, chills. Like, ooh, this is a nice little lineup.
I'm really, really excited about our lineup, and especially bringing in, Mercy was with us. Mercy was with us last year too. We're bringing in Jay Brené, whose writing is more like, it's more towards the urban side, but she has big fans in romance too, because her writing, it kind of, you know, it, I don't want to say it straddles the fence, but it brings in good elements, you know. The elements that people love from both are present in her writing. And then B-Love, who used to be more urban, but now she's, you know, she's kind of transitioning to romance. And I think that was important, because when we talk about Girl, Have You Read? And we talk about Black romance, I'm trying to figure out how to say this. We don't want to alienate urban, because I think that urban kind of gets a bad rap as, oh, don't nobody want to read that, blah, 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 you know, and that's not true. Like, those urban girls, those urban authors, they write their asses off, and they got readers. Like, when I say they got readers, and so that's not something to be ignored, and we, you know, at Girl Have You Read, we don't want to do that. We don't want to ignore them, and so I was really, really excited that they were excited to come on and to come and be with us, especially because the readers had requested them too, and so that was obviously, you know, that was obviously a part of it too, but I was excited to have them on, because I don't want it to be I don't want it to be a thing of, okay, we have this whole subsection, you know, within our genre, and we're just going to ignore it, even though readers love them and, you know, and they're hugely popular and all of that, we're just going to ignore them, because I feel like some of us, you know, in contemporary indie romance, I feel like we get ignored, even though, you know, we have these huge audiences and we can fill, you know, we can fill a room with readers. But when it comes to, you know, when it comes to Black romance, a lot of this Black romance stuff, we get ignored. Like when more mainstream outlets and stuff, when they talk about Black romance, they're not mentioning the Love Belvin, they're not mentioning the Christina C. Jones, mm-hmm. or Alex Warren or Tay Russ. They'll talk about, you know, Farrah and Sherris and Kiana and Phyllis. They'll talk about them, and don't get me wrong, that attention is warranted. It's not, you know, it's not to take anything away from them, but it's kind of like, don't act like we don't sell books. You know what I mean? Don't act like we're not over here doing our thing. And so I don't want to do, you know, I don't want to do the same thing to them that gets done to us. It's like, no, we're all in this together, and we're gonna, you know, we're gonna bring this together. We're all part of this. These readers want to see you here. These readers said they want to see you here. Then we're gonna extend the invitation. And like I said, I was just happy that they said yes, because I was nervous not just about them, about everybody. You know what I mean? When you send out the invitation, you want everybody to say yes, because, you know, it feels good. It does. Say yes to you. And so, like I said, I'm very excited about this list. I'm very excited about this list. I think that we're gonna have a really good time.
So listen, everybody out there, if you're listening to this podcast, if you're a fan of Black romance, please attend this event and get your whole entire life, because, like I said, I have my ticket and I will be in attendance. Didn't attend Girl Have You Met last year or Indie Love in the A, but Behind the Pen, that was an amazing experience. And it felt kind of like a hive, like you said, Alex, you know, to get all these Black women in one room just loving on each other and showing their support, that... And I can't even begin to imagine how it feels as a writer, but as, you know, me as a reader and as a fan of you guys, it just felt amazing to see that, okay, wow, I'm not the only one that like stands over you guys and that loves to read your work, and that it just felt really amazing. It was a really amazing experience.
Well, we are definitely excited to see you
again. All right, so you know, as writers, you know, you guys give so much, you know, of yourselves to your readers through your work. So what do you do to take time and give back to yourself? What kind of self-care do you practice?
I have a really hard time with this because I don't like not writing. And so writing almost kind of feels like self-care for me. Like even though it's my career right now, like it still feels like self-care for me. And so when I think about, I don't know, like I don't feel relaxed when I'm not, like when I'm not in the midst of a story, when I'm not in the midst of writing something, I do not feel relaxed. Like no matter what I do, I'm like, I'm not relaxed. Like I'm on edge, and I'm actually experiencing that right now. And so, you know, I'll binge watch stuff on TV, you know, binge watch something on Netflix, and I'll, you know, waste time on Twitter and go get pedicures and different things like that. I mean, I have things that I enjoy doing, you know, spending money is a good hobby of mine. Like I like going in Target and going to Ulta and going to Michael's and just, you know, just doing little stuff here and there. But I actually struggle with self-care a lot.
I think for me, I definitely do the binge watch, because usually, like, towards the end of, you know, working on a project and getting the edit to put it out, I start missing all my shows and all that. Uh-huh. So I have, like, by the end of a project, I have my DVR full of stuff that I got to catch up on. And so my boyfriend, like, side-eyes me a little bit, because he'll be like, man, I'm still laying on the couch, like, yep. Like, this is what I'm on. I earned the right to chill out for a couple of days. And then lately, I've been towards around the same time whenever I plan on publishing it, and so I'm not sitting there, you know, checking rankings obsessively or checking reviews obsessively, that I can literally take my brain away from the books and from the computer and do something completely different. Otherwise, I'll sit there all day.
All right, so let me ask you this. What does success mean to you? And is there a point where you can kind of look at your career and say, you know what? Mama, I made it. Like, is there a point where you can kind of sit back and really feel that you've succeeded or that you've, made it?
You know, career-wise, I'm not sure what that looks like, but I try to celebrate the small wins, which is, you know, feeling successful and putting out a project, or, you know, feeling successful and having a book that does better than the one before it, or, you know, I think it's those small wins that kind of build into a bigger success overall for me.
I think I would agree with that. Like Alex, you know, Alex mentioned the, you know, the book that, you know, did I sell more, or, you know, did I sell more than the last time? Did I get a higher ranking than the last time? Are the reviews better than last time? I think that, you know, for this profession, I guess, specifically, I think that success is kind of a revolving door. I know for some authors, it's kind of a thing of, well, you know, I've been nominated for this prize, or I, you know, made it to the New York Times bestsellers list, and those are certainly accomplishments. But I don't know that if I would get that if I were to, you know, to reach either of those accomplishments, that I would feel like, okay, I've made it, you know, I can rest, I'm done. It's like I'm always kind of like, I'm kind of never satisfied. It's kind of like, okay, I've done this, now what's next? I've done this, okay, now what's next? It's kind of a revolving door kind of thing. And so I don't know that I have like a one certain thing that I feel like, you know, that I feel like once I get here, I feel like I've made it. But I certainly am looking at different markers to see if I'm growing and see if I'm evolving. And as long as I feel like I'm growing, then I'm good.
Exactly.
All right, cool. All right, so what's next for you ladies?
I could answer because I'm actually in the middle of a project. But I'll have a new release coming later this month in this corner. It follows a boxer and a journalist, and they are warming my heart as I write, so I hope it does the same for readers later this month.
Yes, I am ready for Princeton. That's gonna be Book Bay.
I'm so sorry if there's like a loud sound. My town does tornado, they test tornado sirens, and we live close to one, and I'm not sure how loud that is, so I'm sorry if that's really loud. But I don't have anything. I don't have anything, and I'm really, really, really sad about it. If you guys, anybody who listened to the Girl Have You Read podcast that just came out yesterday, heard me talking about how, oh yeah, I'm gonna write this erotica project, and it's gonna be this, and it's gonna be that, and then today, I've realized I don't really want to write an erotica right now. Like, I think that that's not really what I want to do. And I think that that's probably what my problem has been for the last few weeks. And so, you know, I'm just kind of taking time to figure that out, because I do want to release one more thing before I go into what's going to be the follow-up to a book that I put out at the very beginning of this year. It's going to be a book set in Vegas. And so I think I need some time with the tragedy or whatever that just happened in Vegas. I think I need some time before I go into something that's set there. But that's going to be my last release of the year. And so I'm just trying to figure out what I'm going to fill my time with in between now and then. So for now, I have nothing next.
Okay. All right. So where can we find you ladies on the internet, on social media? Shout out your handles and all that.
For me, if you go to my website, actually it's Alexandra. Yeah, maybe I'll get it right. Actually, it's alexandra.com. That'll link you to my Twitter, my Instagram, Facebook, all that.
Yeah, I'm everywhere as being Mrs. Jones. Being Mrs. Jones. That's me everywhere. That's my website. That's my Facebook page. That's my Instagram. That's my Twitter. All of it.
Okay. All right. Cool. So before we wrap up this episode, Christine, I hope you're ready, because I'm getting ready to snatch your edges a little bit real quick.
Oh, God.
So like, this podcast is actually sort of your fault. I'd always, wanted to. Yes. Yes.
Yes,
Your fault.
do it, Jill. Do it.
So I've always wanted to do something to kind of, you know, uplift people in different areas of interest, you know, within the Black community. And during one of your famous or infamous, however you want to look at it, CCJ Twitter rants, and on the podcast too, you talked about, and you said, you kind of touched on a little bit earlier, you talked about how indie romance authors aren't Black indie romance authors aren't getting enough shine in the mainstream, media. And that really kind of ignited something in me. And I just knew I had to do something. No, it wasn't necessarily in regards to Black romance like y'all do. But that just kept me up at night. Why not us? Why not us? And it just kept hitting me upside the head until I gave in. And I was like, you know what? I think I might want to start a podcast, you know, where I can just, you know, talk to Black artists and writers and small business owners and entrepreneurs, you know, kind of do my part in, you know, signal boosting, if you will. So thank you for that. Thank you. It's all your fault. I'm blaming you.
but no, like, that really makes me feel good to hear, because I want, like, we need stuff like this. Like, we need all of it. Like, yes, you know, if it's been on your heart to do something and to create something, you know, rather than, like, when I saw that all of those blogs, you know, were not accepting of us, or did not feel like the place for us, I could have started complaining about it then and could still be complaining about it now, 2 or 3 years later, however long it's been. I think it's 2 years, but I could still be complaining about that. But instead of sitting around and complaining about it and, you know, and trying to antagonize them, and or worse, begging them for, you know, begging them to include me or begging them for a space that they didn't see fit to give me in the first place, I created my own, you know, and I feel like that's so important. You know, if you, like, whatever it is that, you know, that's on your heart to do, like, do it. Like, there's an audience for it. There's a space for it. You just have to put it out there first.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you went for it. I'm glad that you did it. And thank you so much for having me on. Having us on.
Thank you. It's okay. You can express my gratitude as well. Same way.
Well, and I appreciate you guys accepting, because you guys are, you know, huge catalysts in the Black indie romance game. So I appreciate all of the work that you guys do, because, like I said, you've introduced me to so many other writers and their work. So it's a really, really, really good thing what you guys are doing. So thank you so much for what you do, and thank you for coming on the show.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for all your continued support of Girl Heaven.
Absolutely. Like, A1 since
day one. Oh, you're welcome. And this has been another episode of the Black Synergy Podcast. Check out Christina and Alex on the websites, on social media, Girl Have You Read. And if you are so inclined, and if you can, you know, get your coins up in time, definitely try to attend Girl Have You Met, because I know that is going to be an amazing event. All right, until the next episode, I'm out.
That concludes part 2 of my interview with Christina C. Jones and Alexandra Warren. To learn more about these ladies and the tremendous work they do to bring you the latest in Black romance, check out the show notes at blacksynergypodcast.com/girlhaveyouread. Thanks for listening. If you haven't subscribed, the podcast is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. Please subscribe and leave a review. And don't forget to follow the show at Black Synergy on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks for listening.